This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Vancouver Island Jiu-Jitsu instructor Robert Biernacki and his colleague Cathal Walsh offered a women's self-defense workshop in the late summer to introduce the basic concepts related to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Jiu-Jitsu is considered to be among the most proven methods of self-defense known. Media in both the USA and Canada have reported a significant increase in demand among women for self-defense workshops and courses. Gyms, police departments, and colleges are responding to that demand by offering courses to students and community members. Research has shown that self-defense training for women can have a long-lasting effect. An article published in June 2014, issue of the Journal for Violence Against Women, reported data from a study examining the effectiveness of self-defense training over a one-year follow-up period. Researcher Jocelyn A. Hollander's analysis indicated that women who participated in self-defense training were less likely to experience sexual assault and are more confident in their ability to effectively resist assault than similar women who have not taken such a class.
We're joined in the studio once again by Robert Biernacki, an instructor of Brazilian-style jiu-jitsu at Nanaimo's Island Top Team Gym. We'll speak with Robert in a moment, but earlier this week I spoke with Joanne Bauman, a stay-at-home mom with a toddler who has had plenty of experience traveling on her own in the past. Joanne attended the first workshop offered by Robert and his colleague Cathal. I began by asking her why she attended that workshop.
Kevin, I probably would say I've done a lot of solo traveling in the past, and it's something that's always been on the, well, in the back of my mind, but it's actually something that I've wanted to pursue for quite a while, and I think it's relevant whether you're international or you're here in Nanaimo.
Did you proceed on the basis of concerns about security primarily, or were you also thinking about self-defense as a type of self-development?
Certainly as a woman, I always think of it as security. We sort of think that we always know a man's weakness, where generally that may potentially be our attacker the majority of the time. But we have to be a little bit careful there. So it was really nice for these gentlemen to take time to get us back to actually the principles of taking care of ourselves wherever we are. And by all means, personal development and learning is a constant, and I love that too.
What did you experience during the course of the workshop?
Well, Kevin, I mostly experienced a group of ladies that were ready and willing to learn. I was really impressed by the variety of ages. We had mothers, we had teenagers, we had businesswomen, I would say, athletes. We started out by really, instead of jumping right into any physical aspect, talking about more so the principles of awareness, making sure even when we're in a scenario, how we're feeling, what we're feeling. You know, so not jumping right to attack mode or escalating any issue or problem, but actually avoiding anything escalating into a bad scene.
What would you say are the key points of awareness that you took with you from that workshop?
The gentleman talked about really working on your intuition, not only just being aware with your eyes, but also your body and how you're feeling about the scenario. And like I was saying, it's more so about avoidance than having anything really escalate into a major problem. They had a few principles that will work in any scenario, whether it's, you know, an evening party gone a little bit sideways, or if it's a night out on the town, or if you're, you know, in a dark alley somewhere, or all of a sudden being in a park where you're feeling a little bit off.
Would you continue to study self-defense based on what you learned over the course of the workshop, or do you actively plan to do so?
I do actively plan to do so. Rob and Cathal have offered to do another workshop for those that were involved in the first one and open to new people as well. I definitely plan on attending that as well. And that gives a person the opportunity to actually practice what we've learned, because one day of war, 1 hour, or 1 afternoon of learning something like this is not concrete enough in you to really go with it as a second nature, because it has to obviously be right there when you need it.
Joanne, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not too much. I think overall it's a brilliant opportunity, especially, I mean, the price is right. These gentlemen are taking time away from their family and their lives to come and ensure the safety of our family and our lives. And I don't think there's any better opportunity. It's right close to where you live, obviously here in Nanaimo. I look forward to going again, meeting new people. I mean, it wasn't all work. We had lots of fun and lots of laughs, too.
Thanks very much, Joanne, for taking the time to speak with me.
You're welcome, Kevin. Thank you.
That was Joanne Bauman. She attended a workshop specifically for women offered last month by Jiu-Jitsu instructor Robert Bernacki. And Robert is with us in the studio today. Welcome back to People First Radio, Robert.
Hi, Kevin. Glad to be here.
Robert, what were your thoughts about what we heard from Joanne Bauman?
Well, first of all, I was very touched by her generosity at the end of the interview to thank us because we don't feel like we're taking in. By the way, I'll be the only one presenting the next seminar, so I'll speak in referring to myself rather than my colleague from now on. I don't feel like I'm being generous or taking time out of my life to whatever slight bit of inconvenience it might be for me to take an hour and a half out of my afternoon. It pales in comparison to the inconvenience that any woman who's facing violence in their life would face. So if I can provide an opportunity like that for women to help them, it's just, like I said, it doesn't compare. So no thanks are necessary. It's something, as we talked about last time, I want to make an ongoing resource to the community. So thanks to Joanne for that. And I really like the way she described how it is something that's going to be fun. I think a lot of people, when they associate self-defense training with anything, they associate it with hard work and maybe someone's going to beat you up or you're going to walk out of there with a black eye. That's not what we're doing here. This is something that is going to enhance your understanding of awareness and enhance your ability to get away, as she said. We're not teaching you kickboxing.
One thing that I found interesting in her comments was that she mentioned there was a wide range of women and girls, I suppose, 14 and up, in that group, different backgrounds, different ages, and in other words, it's for anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're starting with the premise that women in general are a little bit more vulnerable to physical assault than men just because of the physicality, the size difference. But if you look at the range of ages, the older a woman is, the less physically strong she is. Young women, teenagers, anybody across that spectrum is going to benefit from this kind of training. So we're lucky that we're able to reach such a variety of ages, and we're hoping to do so again.
Tell us a bit more about what women who are interested in the Island Top Team approach can expect from this workshop that you're reoffering again later this month.
Absolutely. What we're offering is a different format than, again, I think people are expecting. Some of the women that attended the first seminar, when we did our opening sort of thing, my associate, Cathal, he grabbed one of the young lady's wrists and said, "What would you do now?" And her response was to try to kick him in the balls. And it's funny because we talked about in the first interview what people think fighting is. Well, if you think a 100-pound girl is going to kick a 200-pound man in the balls and he's just going to collapse and stop doing anything, you've watched too many movies, because now he's just going to get angry and he's going to escalate. So we talked a lot about the idea of de-escalation, because as Joanne touched on, you're not going to have readily available to you after one workshop the physical tools to fight somebody. And frankly, you could be doing most martial arts for quite a bit of time and you still wouldn't have the ability to physically fight off a larger opponent. But if you can get away, if you can prevent any more damage from occurring, if you can de-escalate the situation, that's a realistic skill that you can develop in a certain amount of time. So that's something that they're going to benefit from.
Why is jiu-jitsu in particular such a powerful self-defense method?
Because as contrasted with a lot of other martial arts, we are using entirely physical principles. There's no mysticism. We're not shooting chi at people. We're not pretending to fight. We're using physics and body mechanics so that a smaller, lighter person, weaker person can overcome a larger person by understanding those things. But also, more so than, again, the majority of martial arts, we use what's called aliveness or resistance. And I mean real resistance. So we're not punching air. We're not breaking boards. You are going to learn techniques, and then you're going to have to apply them against a resisting opponent who's trying to defeat you. And if you don't have that sort of pressure testing, then, frankly, you're not learning how to fight. You're learning a dance, which is what probably 80 to 90% of martial arts training. It's for people who want to post about Facebook on how they're learning how to fight, but not people who actually want to learn how to fight.
You're a senior teacher, Robert, literally referred to as a professor in the jiu-jitsu tradition. You're one of the finalists for an Instructor of the Year competition, and this is something that was mentioned in today's Daily News as well, Nanaimo Daily News. Tell us more about that competition.
Yes, it's a tremendous honor, first of all. It's an international competition. There were, I think, over 100 nominees from around the world, and I'm extremely fortunate to be one of the 10 finalists. I just am floored, you know, flabbergasted by the response. My highest aspiration with starting this club is that we have, or was, it was that we have a world-class club here in Nanaimo. I've trained at some of the best academies on the planet with some of the best grapplers, and I know what world-class jiu-jitsu looks like. And unfortunately, if you go outside of, let's say, New York or L.A. or, you know, some of the major metropolitan centers, you can't get really high-level jiu-jitsu, and especially if you're in a small town. You know, in some small towns, you have people who aren't even qualified to teach jiu-jitsu that are offering, and people who don't have a black belt. So I knew that being in a small town here, I'd be the big fish in a small pond, and I didn't want to rest on those laurels. I wanted to inspire people that even though we're from a small town, we can approach a world-class level of jiu-jitsu, and we've had students that have done that. We've competed at the World Championships. We've had a student this summer medal at the World Championships. We recently had a student after less than 2 years of training defeat a black belt in competition in the United States. So I really wanted to inspire people that they could go beyond just sort of the local environment. And I always tell my students, we're not trying to be good for Nanaimo. We're not trying to be good for the island. We're trying to be good for the world. And so to get the sort of recognition that's come from inspiring people to elevate themselves and improve their lives, it's just a tremendous feeling.
The Daily News article mentions that you teach 18 sessions a week. What keeps you going?
Just seeing people's progress. This is my life. It doesn't feel like it's actually odd to answer that question is what keeps me going, because it never occurs to me that I have to keep going. It's simply something that I care about so much. And when you see people improving, and I've seen students whose lives have literally been changed, people who are not just changed by the physical skills they're developing and they're getting better at jiu-jitsu, but they're happier in their day-to-day lives. You know, people go to work and they're happier. When you introduce something like this into your life and make it part of your identity, you absolutely do change as a person. And the fact that I'm able to influence people that way, that keeps me going. And the fact that I'm able to continue growing as a person, both as a practitioner and as a teacher, I never have even thought about what keeps me going. It's just something I do because I love it and other people love it and I can contribute to their lives.
How can people support you in this particular competition? Because from what I gather, it's at a kind of a public voting stage.
Yeah, very much so. I am currently in second place, which is unreal. So you can support me by going to Artichoke Media, which is ArtichokeMedia.com. And there is a link there that you can click on to vote. Any support is appreciated and any help spreading the word. I'm trying to get the Nanaimo community to back me on this. If we could get our humble little local academy out to the world and show them our, because we do have a unique teaching method, and show them our teaching methods, I think that would be fantastic.
Now, to return briefly to the workshop for women that will be offered later this month in Nanaimo that you will be leading, give us the details.
Yes, it'll be held at the Nanaimo Athletic Club, which is on Bowen Road, just behind the Quarterway Pub, on Sunday, the 28th of September, between noon and 1:30 p.m. If you need any more information, you can go to islandtopteam.com, and you can also check us out on Facebook at islandtopteam.com if you want to find the information on voting for that contest or anything that we continuously run.
Robert Bernacki, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Robert Bernacki teaches Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu at Island Top Team in Nanaimo. You can find out more about the workshops for self-defense online at Facebook page of Island Top Team.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Colombian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.